In a time where unsolicited advice, opinions, and dick pics are the norm,
here's a podcast you didn't ask for,
but we're giving you anyway.
Well, actually, who asked you anyway? Mind if I jump in here real quick? No one cares. Allow me to play devil's advocate.
I don't think you know what that word means.
This fucking guy.
This is Unsolicited.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Unsolicited Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jack, and I'm in the studio with Tommy and Kelly. I think that might have been the situation last week as well. Or no, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I don't know.
He wasn't back yet.
He was back yet? All right, you keep screwing it up. Stop going to New Jersey. You're screwing up
your
schedule.
Why would I hang around here? There's nothing going on. I'm bored.
You have this every week, and we have to deal with your shit Wi-Fi.
Yeah. No tiny internet.
My Wi-Fi and tiny internet has caused more joy for people than anything.
Well, speaking of the tiny internet, I found out some terrible news on the tiny internet last week, and everybody knows, but we're going to address it. One of our degenerate fuck family has passed away. So rest in peace, Brogan. Hopefully you are in a better spot than you were when you were on Earth, because Earth is fucking hard.
Yep.
Most of the time.
I can't tell if the music is tasteful or not.
He's an asshole in heaven, guys. We all knew what was coming. Yes.
Assholes do go
to heaven.
He's definitely in heaven, and he definitely was an asshole. But
he was our asshole. He was our asshole. Right?
He's our degenerate fuck asshole in heaven.
You know, he left some crazy messages, and he liked to drink, he liked to party. I don't know. We have no idea.
We still don't know what happened. Speculations, but obviously we're not going to speculate on here. But
even though that's kind of our jam, but not on this topic today.
Not within the family.
We don't speculate on family.
But something that I really like was really refreshing to see after this was like so many of our degenerate fuck family like reached out to his family.
Yeah, it's cool.
And asked, you know, like made sure that they were doing okay. And I know Caroline like set up a thing where maybe they were going to donate to a charity that was close to his heart and stuff like that. And it just really goes to show we have the coolest family ever.
We have good fans.
We're fucked up.
It's a dysfunctional ass family.
I mean, I was looking for a message that he left last, and he just had a birthday. Maybe it was in May, not just a birthday, but yeah, the last message he left was he was listening back a few episodes and then talking about muddling drinks and how a good old-fashioned should be muddled. It's just crazy when you think about someone. He's talking about Tanqueray and gin and Hendrix is even better. Avoid absinthe at all cost. It's just amazing. You know, I don't know. You could be here writing a message one day and then.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the thing. That's the crazy thing is anybody can die at any point. So it's like.
Damn.
You know, get your revenge while you're still alive is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Did you hear that there was a shooting at a movie theater last night?
Where?
In Corona.
California?
Yep.
By the Fender Factory?
Sure. But it was a viewing of the newest Purge movie.
Oops.
And two people were shot. One, an 18-year-old was killed and a 19-year-old is in like critical condition.
That's fucking awesome.
Did they catch the piece of shit?
Nope, no suspects so far.
So they walked into the theater and shot him in the theater?
It wasn't in the lobby. It was like in the actual theater where The Purge was playing. So somebody who's just like, I'll go do this at the fucking Purge because it's like the movie. Fucking assholes.
And depending on the entrance, like, they may not have even known what movie they were shooting.
Now it seems
I mean,
like
I would look up the movie times.
Did anyone else get hurt?
I mean, no, you would have.
It only seems like two people may have actually been a murder, like someone with intent to go there and kill those two people.
Rather than someone dressed like the Purge
and then went in there and sprayed.
This is something we can speculate on.
Okay. It is the Purge franchise, which has gone downhill every single movie.
Oh,
so perhaps
worse.
There were only two people in the theater and the shooter had bigger plans. Yeah.
It's also Corona.
So, yeah, most of the movies I've gone to haven't had a lot of people in there. This is not a great time to be. No, I don't even want to say that as a joke.
Not a good time to be what, Corona?
To be a mass shooter in the times of Corona because people are not gathering in groups.
Yeah,
I don't know why I still said it, even though I felt uncomfortable with it, but you all know I feel uncomfortable, so don't tell anybody I said it.
I mean, on the bright side, I was at a movie theater last night, and I had a pretty good time.
Oh, that's good.
It made it out.
Were you by yourself?
No. I mean, the theater only had like 10 people. I was with two friends, though. I was with Spaghetti Hands and Party Chris.
What did you say? That's
Snake
a crew.
Eyes. We saw Snake Eyes.
Were you with Bathman?
I was
Spaghetti Hands
and Bathman and Party Chris.
Yeah, you got an eclectic group of friends. I went to the movies this past weekend and saw Space Jam 2 again.
You saw it twice?
You saw it in the theater?
Yeah, I saw it with my nephews to see it in the theater, but I watched it for the first time last week by myself, very drunk and very high, and then I like Instagram storied all of it, pretending that I was posting ads for Warner Brothers. I can't tell you how many people believed that. I was like, Warner Brothers just sent me a cease and desist for talking about the movie. I can't believe it. And my friends were like, wait, seriously? I'm like, no, you fucking idiots.
No, you stupid
What's
shits.
Fucking wrong with you? But I gotta tell you, it was so much better the first time when I was drunk and high and not paying attention. When I was stuck in a fucking theater sober, I was like, this is not a good movie. But
what did you expect?
I don't like
Space Jam
the problem, 2. No, but Space Jam 1 was good and it felt like
No, it's not. Space Jam 1's not good.
I just feel like this version was it was a really, really long commercial for Warner Brothers.
I think that's the first one.
What bugged me. Yeah, but
this one's kind of the same thing.
Is it?
Yeah, but it's not a very good movie.
I still watch it every year, Jack.
You watch it every year?
Yeah. Anytime it's on TV, I go, my plans have changed for the day. They have been pushed back 88 minutes because Space Jam's on TV.
Neither are good, but the nerd in me is like, I think kids would like it. Kids probably enjoy it. I'm watching the movie. My nephews did not like it. They didn't like
no.
it? Really?
No. Yeah.
Why didn't they like it?
It was too woke for them.
No, I know. They don't know wokeness.
Everyone's a BIPOC.
It truly wasn't even.
It's like they got rid of the boobs on the one rabbit.
That's true. That's the only thing that sucked me into Space Jam 1.
It didn't feel woke at all. It didn't feel like anybody was trying to teach me anything, which is good. But my nephew Alex, when he doesn't like something that much but doesn't want to say anything, he just does a sideways thumb. And we're like, what was your favorite part? And he goes, none.
Wow. I had a good time in it.
He's very poetical. My nephews are the same way. It's like, who's your favorite uncle or aunt? And they're just like, I like you all. You're like, you little lying shit.
Yeah, no.
You have a favorite.
If they don't say me, then we're going to have problems. That's how I deal with my nephews.
Yeah, that's true.
There was something else. You were talking about something before we started recording. Tommy, what was it?
That I'm in a lot of pain.
I gave blood. Oh, yeah.
What else? We got a bunch of stuff in front of us here.
I like how you set it up for a presentation as if anybody's ever going to see this.
Well, there's some hats.
Do you want me to take a picture of you?
Hats and t-shirts and more vapor. Because we have a great sponsor by the name of Himalaya. And Himalaya was founded by three friends in Northern California. Himalaya is not owned and operated by a big corporation.
No, it ain't.
Nope.
No, it ain't.
It's not financed by some New York bankers.
Hell no.
It's farm to cartridge. Himalaya believes the best cannabis oil is made from the buds on the farm and not some machine in a factory.
That's right.
Himalaya oil is made by cannabis plants. At Himalaya, our job is to take the oil out of the buds and into the cartridge without messing it up.
Yee-haw.
You got to keep weed real. The difference between Himalaya and those other cartridges is like the difference between fresh squeezed orange juice and an orange drink.
Or chocolate milk
or
and
Sunny.
And Yoo-hoo.
Oh,
orange drink has water,
is
sugar,
that what
and orange.
Say every time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Chocolate milk
and you. I mean, those are pretty different.
I don't know.
Orange drink has water and sugar and orange flavor, but not the same as fresh squeezed orange juice.
I love a freshly squeezed.
Those other cartridges contain THC, but they're not the same as real weed. Himalaya contains all the good stuff found in cannabis, not just THC. So it tastes, feels, and smells like real flower. Go to www.himalayavapor.com and learn more and find a retailer near you. Now, I have just recently started smoking this stuff.
Yeah, I was talking to your fiance this weekend, and she's like, oh, Tommy just started smoking weed. I love it. I was like, does he finally fucking relax? She's like, yeah, it just chills him out. I'm like, oh, okay, great.
Well, there was a time when I had like a lot of, sativa, and I kept smoking a lot of it the other day, and I did have like a moment of bug out, like, you know. And then I didn't want to look over at her because I actually did explain to her, I'm like, Jacqueline, I'm bugging out a little.
Some things are going to happen to my body.
Right. I'm feeling a little weird.
I'm going to eat the entire freezer.
We were watching the show Dave on FX, and that show's fucked up to begin with, right? So I was like, kept asking a bunch of questions. I'm like, is he always this quirky or is it just me today? Or what the hell is happening? Like, for some reason, I just couldn't grasp the concept of it. And then I had to explain to her that I was high. You know, when people are bugging out, they have to, like, explain how high they are to other people.
Yeah.
So I had to do that.
Yeah, you're like, please don't think I'm weird. And then you just go on this diatribe of how high you are. And people are like, if you would have just kept not talking like you were before, I would have thought nothing was wrong.
And you're like, and now I think you're weird.
Yeah. And now I want to leave. I don't even want to be around
anymore. Like, listen, you know, when you're high sometimes, I always think about these really strange things. And yeah. So I gave her that whole spiel.
Yeah, somebody explaining how they feel when they're high is like essentially somebody telling you their dream. You're like, I don't care that much. Although,
don't you do that?
What, tell dreams?
Yeah.
Yeah, my dreams are great, and I like listening to people's dreams, but most people don't.
So do you guys want your free weed? I'm going to hand you the check.
Yeah, hand it. Toss it. Thank you.
Someone's going to get hurt if I toss it.
I'm an athlete.
Nice catch.
Are you guys watching the Olympics at all?
Nope.
I have been.
Yeah?
I watched the gymnastics and swimming.
Why doesn't... Okay, this is what I will never understand. There's red zone for football. Why doesn't NBC do red zone? Like, show us multiple things that are happening at once. I don't want to watch the
one
preliminary...
One event's so enthralling, though.
What?
Isn't one event just
enthralling? Now here's the
thing. No, I don't want to watch the preliminary event of swimming race and be missing some actual, like, gymnastics or something like that. You should be able to have mini screens of all of the events that are going on at that time, and you should be able to expand them to go watch whatever you want. Well, and that's a fucking moneymaker for them.
Well, there is no reason for that. You're right. Because NBC, first of all, if they wanted to do it on TV, they could. They own a million channels. Right?
Oh, okay. Sorry for our listeners. If you're not in America, you probably wouldn't know what Red Zone is. So Red Zone is a TV channel for football season. Mm-hmm. So basically on football Sundays, there are lots of games playing at once. So the Red Zone will show a game as they're in
the last 20 yards.
So they're in a scoring position.
Right, it just keeps flying past a bunch of different games.
Yeah, so you're basically seeing highlights or moments that are bound to be a scoring opportunity or something like that, and you can switch between games easily, and I just think that would be great for the Olympics.
My parents hate it. They go, it's too much. It's too active. I like the slow pace. I can't keep up. It just keeps switching back and forth. I don't know who I'm watching anymore.
What they could do, Kelly, is they could have a channel like that where it's just – See, what's happening on NBC, the main channel, is it's like a production, very scripted with the stories of how they got there. And they're showing us only what they want us to see because they're following these very specific athletes. But you're right. They should have like a very raw channel.
Yeah.
That is just like swimming all day.
I don't need your packages about the athletes or the coaches or any of that shit.
And
we
should
don't
be live.
It's just sports.
It's in Tokyo. Yeah. So maybe on 4 a.m, but that's when
exactly.
It's on.
You should be able to go on that channel and click into any event that you want to. And that would be a huge moneymaker for them. Because I can't believe.
Maybe it does exist and you guys just haven't looked.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something on the Peacock or something.
Yeah, some bullshit.
Well, I know on Peacock you can probably go in and watch any of the events, but that's also, you know, a paid app that most people don't have.
Come on over.
I have it.
I have the free version.
You can't keep doing this to me. Say what you experience.
I am experiencing that, but I haven't looked up.
Didn't we get a question in about the Olympics?
I watched a lot of the documentaries on Peacock about the Olympics.
Good.
Yeah, we got a question.
Yeah, there's really great stuff.
Question that came in the email. By the way, if you want to email us, guys, it's theunsolicitedpod@gmail.com. We haven't got many emails recently, or we haven't checked them, one or the other. But
both are very possible.
It could potentially be that
potentially
we're unprepared.
But if you want to send us an email, we might get to it. Just put one of those things, like little asterisks that say important.
Yeah. Bump it.
What's it called? Yeah, priority.
Mm-hmm.
If especially it has to be read within the first 6 weeks. All right. Hey, guys. Love it. This is from Aaron.
You printed it out?
Yeah. Aaron Broadbent, because I wanted to get it out of my email. Hey, guys. Loving this.
I wanted to get it out of my email, so I made a more permanent version of it.
Well, and I printed it.
And brought it with me, please.
Because now when I'm done with it, I'm just going
to
crinkle it up. I'm just going to crinkle it up and throw it out when I'm done, right?
I wanted to waste a piece of paper so I could crinkle at the end.
It's Aaron, only like half
the delete
page.
Button isn't satisfying enough.
I wanted
take
to,
that,
I did.
Internet.
No, you don't need to explain. I love that you do this stuff. Please, stop.
I deleted it. But I had to have it so I can read it. I didn't.
Well, what if that flew out of your fucking window on the ride here?
Well, then A.A. Ron wasn't going to get hurt today. That So Aaron Broadbent wrote, "Hey guys, loving the show as always. With the Olympics underway, I have a volleyball question for Kelly."
Oh, because
Kelly played volleyball. Oh. "I just heard the Norwegian women's volleyball team were going to be fined for wearing shorts instead of bikini bottoms."
That's right.
"I mean, I like a bit of a female ass as much as the next guy, but should it not be their choice? I wouldn't think the clothing choice would affect performance. Kelly, thoughts? P.S. Jack, there is that much crack on the show, you may need to get your caulk out. Love you guys. Bye." Caulk?
Yeah, so he then followed up. It was the Norwegian handball team. But I think it's fucking so dumb.
I thought it was the... Sorry, I'm spilled the shit all over me because I got surprised.
There's too much fucking shit on me.
No, I thought it was the women's volleyball team. Beach.
No, it's a Norwegian handball team.
Oh, then I don't understand that at all.
But, I mean, so regardless of whatever sport you're playing, because I just saw something where, I don't know what team it was, but the gymnastics team is wearing, like, full long sleeve and long panted leotards. And it should be whatever you're comfortable in. And if you're, like, some people are making the argument, like, bikinis are easier to play in. No, they're fucking not. No, they're not.
Are they bikinis or like booty shorts?
No, they're like bikinis. Like you're fucking picking wedgies out of your ass while you're trying to play an Olympic sport.
Why are you playing fucking handball?
I don't know. First of all, they're the asshole for being Olympic handball players. Yes, we can agree on that. But I think they should be able to play in whatever is most comfortable to them. And there isn't any advantage in like if you're wearing yoga pants. I've played volleyball in long sleeves and long pants before. Like, there's no real advantage.
You didn't play in your bike shorts?
Oh yeah, we definitely wore spandex.
Yeah.
I say if there was advantage, it'd be wearing the bikini because that's like
Well, where do you draw the line, Jack? If people start wearing whatever they want, next thing you know, they're playing handball in a tuxedo.
Yeah, but that's worse for them.
Yeah.
I'm saying the bikini seems like the least intrusive, so anything longer would just slow down performance. So why would you care? It's not like it's enhancing it.
I think they have very specific uniforms for this stuff because I watched the skateboarding and I was so turned off by the uniforms. They looked like they were like in painter's outfits. Yeah. Like they were like white pants and a white long shirt.
Scott sent me a text saying that somebody that we all know designed the uniforms for the Olympic skateboarders.
Oh, yeah.
And right. I think you know who she is.
I know, but I just need to look up these skate outfits. Olympic skate.
They're very baggy. They look like circus tents almost.
Yeah, but they're like white and shit with like your name on the back. Like it just seems so out of place.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why skateboarding and surfing is now an Olympic sport anyway, but I guess.
The bikini stuff, I'm guessing, has a lot to do with ratings. I would guess that the skimpier the bikinis got for volleyball and handball and all this stuff, the higher the ratings were, and that somehow
I don't even know what handball
rules.
Is. I gotta be honest with you.
Isn't that one where you
dude like a hit off a wall?
You have to like somebody stands up with their ass out, and then you have to fucking whip a tennis ball at them as hard as you can. Is that not handball?
I don't think that's Olympic handball.
Okay, yeah, no. I don't know what handball is either, right. But I do think they should be allowed to wear whatever they
want to like,
wear.
It's kind of like soccer.
Well, I don't know what handball is either, but
soccer. Jack, wrong. You're not allowed to use hands in soccer. Nice try. Next.
I imagine.
He's never going to live that down, man.
I imagine handball is definitely better.
Support each other on this.
I do imagine handball is better in bikinis. For the listener, for the watcher, whatever the fuck it is.
Viewer.
But they still would be wearing short tight spandex.
Well,
it's
are the men's handball team wearing?
I don't know. They're probably wearing
suits,
fucking just pants. Just socks over their cocks.
They're wearing a white tuxedo.
They're also just wearing thongs. They're like that should change. That's gotta go.
I think they're just nude in that neon Borat suit. The little bikini.
Yeah, that shit's gonna slip
out.
So
speaking of thongs and bikinis. I live in West Hollywood, and so I went out to the pool went to the pool the other day, and you know I like to sit by my pool and hang out and read and stuff. But like,
there was
a bunch of guys over there read or you know watch something.
Or delete my emails.
Or delete
forever.
All my emails.
I bring my printer to the pool.
I get anxiety when I have emails.
That's so funny to think about. Every single spam email that he has, he prints it out first and crinkles it up, and he goes, "Delete it."
Just email.
He throws it into the pool.
From Aaron is done.
And don't forget, his printer's got a fax machine built in. He's getting a ton of faxes coming through.
but there was a party going on. I guess it was, you know, a nice gay couple that was below me or somewhere near my apartment.
Was it a bunch of Russians?
But they went out. No, there was a bunch of old Russian women and gay couples. That's all in my building, which is fine. That's West Hollywood.
Have you been to Tract here?
But anyway, I don't care, you know, obviously about anyone being gay or anything, but the outfits that were on these all these gentlemen, and lots of them, there was like very, very skimpy. Banana hammocks, asses straight out.
Yeah.
Nice. And they seemed like, I don't know what the term for this is, but they were not waxed. They were like, a lot of them had hairy backs, and like, it was like half and half, but a lot of them very, very hairy.
Mm-hmm. You just say hairy.
So, what they call bears, I guess. But like,
oh, no, they're just transitioning into werewolves.
Oh, okay.
It's almost nighttime, right?
Is that the next step after homosexuality?
No, it's just the next step after 5 p.m.
Oh, okay.
When dusk settles in. Like, what are you talking about?
And those guys were very, very hairy. They didn't have banana hammock on or like thongs because I guess that would be too much, you know? Mm-hmm. But the guys who were like somewhat groomed, who, you know, were. But it was like weird because here they are, about 8 guys, asses out, oiled up, sitting in the pool, and then there's me deleting emails, right? And I was like, Jackie walked by to go to the elevator, and she looks down, and it was just like, and there's a very gay party going on with a lot of thongs and bikinis and asses out.
Yeah, they were having a gay old time.
And then me. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking, oh, this would be a great picture. I said, I wish you could take a picture.
What were you wearing? Board shorts?
I was wearing.
And no shirt?
Now,
jeans.
I'm not into board shorts.
What do you wear?
What do you wear?
Tuxedo pants?
Wetsuits?
No, I wear like, I wear shorts, but like above the knee shorts, you know, like bathing. Like I'm old. I wear
bathing shorts.
Jackie,
grab my bathing shorts. I'm going to the gay party.
I bet
you
run into a pool and like,
Jackie,
give
me my bathing suit. So, you know, the one with the panty liner in it. I don't want to wear my underwear.
Get the one with the netting that keeps my balls up.
Yeah, I got them. Because like I'm like that now. I'm old. I don't want. When I was young, you used to like wear underwear, whatever you're wearing, you swam in. But now I'm like, I want to dry quickly.
Yeah, moisture wicking is such a problem as you get older.
But anyway, I just thought it was a very interesting party I was at. Just asses everywhere, and I was like, and I couldn't not look, and I was like, oh man, these guys are all in good shape, or I'm just mesmerized because it's not my world.
Yeah,
right. But they talked about sex and boyfriends and dating, like I wasn't there, right? But that's just fine because then I realized I do that too. People do that also when they get in an Uber. Yeah. They talk to each other like the guy who's driving.
Oh, the amount of illegal things I've admitted to in Ubers. Right.
So
is infinite.
When you're at a pool, a public pool, and you're just talking with your friends and you're like, oh, talking about the night before, you just assume that no one else is listening.
Yeah.
But they are. They're all sitting there. So I got my sunglasses on, I got my head back, and I'm just listening to like the gayest night ever.
You're like, this is my favorite podcast.
I'm like, oh my God, I wish I was recording this.
This is how Tommy's novel starts.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm tanning here.
Hey. You guys got an extra tanning lotion?
I'm a prince.
I mean,
I swam
around them and stuff, and no one even bothered to talk to me. It's like I didn't exist.
Yeah, I don't know that you're giving off the please talk to me vibes.
What are you talking about? I was swimming around. I'm like, excuse me, I need to get down the ladder. You know, hi, how are you? They were eating chips and stuff. No one offered me shit. They were drinking.
Why would they offer you anything?
Why didn't you talk to them?
I did. I said, hey.
Oh, you made the
hey, you guys need any emails printed? I got a good setup over here on my lounge chair.
I don't know.
Unlimited faxing.
Spaghetti Hands and I did a good bit the other day. We went through the Dairy Queen drive-thru, and we're like, oh, yeah, you know, they're going to do the thing where they flip over the Blizzard, and it goes upside down. They invert it, and you're like, no, don't. Yeah. It's going to flip over. So we decided we're going to pretend like we've never seen it before, and that we're just going to freak out when the guy turns our Blizzard over. So
would he turn it? Did you ask him to turn it over?
No, they always do it. They always do it just to prove. It's like the gimmick. It proves like it sticks in the cup or
something.
Like
it's concrete.
Yeah, it's concrete. Right. And so the guy.
Which is exactly what I want on my ice cream.
Exactly. It's so tough,
hard.
You can't get it out of the cup. So the guy turns it over, and we both go, no, stop it!
It's kind of
spell. What are you doing? He's like,
I just paid for that.
He's like, no, it's supposed to be like that. We're like, oh, okay. He gives us one, and then he does it again with the other one. Goes, no.
I'm telling you, you and Spaghetti Hands are tough to be around.
When we got them, they were like pretty melted. So like, they probably could have fallen out.
Oh, snap. That would have been a travesty.
That could have been really bad.
Is it like one of those things where if it does fall out, you get a free one?
No, they probably just make one. We already paid. It was too late.
Yeah, I would assume they wouldn't make you just scoop it up off the floor and be like, delicious. I love the extra M&M's crunch.
Here's a broom and dustpan. Yeah. Good luck.
My first love worked at Dairy Queen.
Oh, was it the Dairy King?
No.
Damn it.
His name was Bo. And I left, I don't know if I ever told the story, but the summer before college, I decided to, like, profess my love for him. And I wrote this, like, 3-page letter. And my best friend Laura and I went to Dairy Queen while he was working, and I left it on his car. And we drive away, and I was like, I'm so nervous, he's going to read it, blah, blah, blah. And as we're driving away, it just starts a fucking torrential downpour. And I was like, why is this my fucking life? And I was like, turn around. We have to go back and get the letter. It was, like, such a long letter.
Did you handwrite it?
I handwrote it.
Dude, no.
And so she grabs it off the car, and she opens it. And there's, like, it wasn't fucked completely yet. And so she brought it and gave it to him.
And then?
And then he broke up with his girlfriend. And together,
you guys really how long?
Well, we had like an on and off all through high school love saga where we had really, really bad timing, and then we dated the summer, like the full summer before I moved to college, and then it was very hard to leave, and then I flew him out to come visit me when my mom and my dad were visiting California, and so they like came to my volleyball games and stuff like that, and my mom loved him, and I guess they were like sitting together watching me play, and he would say the nicest stuff about me, like, God, she's so fucking good.
Great,
like,
ass in those bikini shorts.
I would eat her ass after a fresh shit. And
your parents are like, so
he's just like saying this
so nice.
He's saying the sweetest stuff about me, and I was just like ice cold to him that whole weekend. And I,
why?
You know when you're,
because she matured. She, like, outgrew it.
No, not at all. Do you ever have those moments where you're, like, your body is refusing to do the thing your brain wants to do? Like, in my brain, I'm going, oh, my God, Kelly, he's visiting. Like, be cuddly with him or be affectionate or any of those things. And my body was, like, frozen. I just couldn't do it. And I realized later it was just, like, the trauma of leaving the first time, because this was somebody I was so in love with. I didn't want to, like, reconnect again over that weekend and then have to say goodbye again and go
Fair
through
enough.
That pain.
Fair
and so
enough.
My body just, like, tried to protect me in that way. But then I just looked like a giant dickhead. My mom's always like, you really ruined that with Bo.
Sorry, Bo.
Bo, if you're listening.
Now he's married.
To
but he did drunk dial me, like, 5 years ago saying, you would love my wife. I mean, she's no you, but.
Whoa.
And then he never talked to me again after that. I think I don't think you can. He was drunk, and then he realized, oh, wow, I still love her. I will never speak to her again. And it's a bummer.
Would you suck him back now?
I mean, I don't even know him now.
What if he's great?
He is great. I know he's great. Oh, okay. But he lives in Chicago, and we have different life paths.
I'm moving to LA to be an actor.
He's not. He's got 2 kids, too. I don't want to break his family.
They're all dead now.
Oh, no.
I'm moving to LA to be an actor.
We're back together. I've never had anybody treat me as well as him, that's for sure. So
damn.
Everybody I date gets compared.
Well, you got to go find more guys at Dairy Queen.
That's true.
That's our true
Write
lovely.
More letters and leave them in the rain.
We got a message here. A lot of written ones, too.
Handwritten?
We got
on cards?
I got so many fucking emails that people were leaving voice notes or whatever. So
okay.
I know we
got
a lot.
Emails?
All right, let's start with some
Zach
here. This is from Kirk.
Shit to my
this one's from
email.
Kirk.
Jesus.
Kirk West.
Hi, Kirk.
Or to our email.
Hey there, Jack, Kelly, and Tommy. First off, I love the podcast.
Thanks.
It has become one of that I look forward to most during the week. So
yes.
Finally, I got the nerve to write in.
Who is this?
This is Kirk West.
Sorry
Kirk
about
West.
Last
hey,
week.
Hey, Kirk. New name. I like it.
First, he's like first time listener, first time caller. Long time listener.
Nice.
I don't know. Get the nerve to write in. I don't know why people worry
first
about
first time listener, long time caller.
I just call all these podcasts I don't listen to. You suck.
I would do that. I would just leave messages.
When
I
discovered the show, you had just put out number 96 in April.
Yeah,
so
puts
unfortunately,
out.
I can't say that I've been listening since the start. But it was an amazing backlog to binge through. I was able to catch up to current episodes by the time 106 came out. Over those 2 months,
that's so funny.
That's so funny
to hear.
Over those 2 months, I must have looked psycho building my stuff, building at all my stuff at work. You three guys had me trying to hold the biggest laughs in and just giggling constantly. I'm so glad I started at the first one and not the first one that popped up. There have been so many great moments, but one of my favorites that tops it all is the whole walking with Tommy bit. Also, the Curtis Cook episode early on had me crying and laughing. Anyway, keep up the awesome show. I appreciate it so much. P.S. I don't remember this coming up in the ever-going nudity, animals, and your discussion. But, Tommy, you know you love outdoor showers. But does it not bother you that the birds and the squirrels check out your dick and then tweet all around the neighborhood about it?
God, Kirk, you are so right.
How have we not seen this?
Tommy is a philandering.
All right, Tommy.
First of all, my outside shower is kind of outside but closed in. Only available to get in from the bottom.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean the bottom?
Well, the top. It's
like a saloon door.
What would be the
here
bottom?
To wash my dong.
You get it like, crawling in through the drain?
No. Like there's a it like a couple inches. There's like boards.
It's
you know?
Like a stall.
Yeah, and the top, so the air gets out. So it's kind of, you feel a little breeze come underneath and over the top and stuff. But like,
birds can fly.
Yeah,
they are looking at your dick and rodents scurry on the ground. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh my God, I would way rather have a domesticated animal see my bits because they don't talk to other animals like ever.
Nope.
You've got wild animals just spreading your
shit
around
smarter.
The forest.
They have internet and TV. Domestic animals have access to internet and TV.
That's true.
Right? And those other animals, honestly, if they saw me naked, here's the difference.
Yeah, but other birds have podcasts.
I was taking a shower minding my own business.
That's uh-huh. right. That's
outside.
Right.
And if they snuck in or looked over the thing, that's on them. That's like they're perverts, right? We all know that, but that's on them. I didn't like be naked purposely in front of them like a dog or a pet that's in the house. Very different.
Yeah, but nobody's like making the dog sit and then being like, all right. And
no,
then holding a treat to
they
themselves
are.
As they take their clothes off.
No, they're just not. The dog just happens to be watching TV in the room. Mind his own fucking business. You come out of the shower, nothing on. Then it's like, whoa. What? You didn't warn me? You didn't tell me to get out? You didn't shut the door?
Glad you didn't because I'm horny, right? That's the argument, right? Because they're horny?
Yeah. I don't know why. What their argument is.
We've lost the argument. Yeah. We don't know what we think.
6 months ago.
We don't know what we think anymore.
I've always known what I think, but the thing that gets me is the fact that I'm fully convinced. In the beginning, I was like, this is a bit. He doesn't feel this passionately about this. And now I'm 100% sure that this is not a bit. You are 100% against this. You're not sure of your argument, but you're 100% against it.
How are you saying I'm not sure of my argument? Go back and listen
you
to
just said
all
you
those.
Just said you lost just said the, what the fuck?
No,
man.
Jack just said he lost the argument. I said I'm very clear about.
I said I'm very clear.
No. Tommy said I always remember what I think.
No,
I said that. I said I've always known what I think.
Kelly said that. You don't even know who said anything.
I know what she said. You're what if I mean, that was a fucking joke. You're the one who's losing.
Listen, I'm very clear about this. Do not get naked in front of your pets. Period. End of story. Let's go to the next question.
Okay.
Next question. What do you feel about pets?
See, this is why you have to be back in the room. This would have gotten very tumultuous.
This would have been internet, back, naked.
Hey, guys. Life's pretty hectic at the moment. Just moving the house with
said
three
who?
Kids.
Said
this,
who?
Oh, this is Shane Spencer.
Thank you.
But it has given me some time to catch up on the backlog of all the episodes. Big smiley and the hearts around the face. I'll send a voicemail through when I get 5 minutes to myself. Smiley face with the tear coming down. Love you guys. Bye.
You could have said it there instead of
here's
all
here's Campbell Duff. Hey, guys. No doubt all of us degenerate fucks missed you last week. A quick question for you to argue over. There is a New Zealand transgender athlete participating in the Olympics. She's a weightlifter now competing in the women's competition.
Like
obviously, previously a man. Thoughts on this? Keep up the potting. You guys are awesome.
Don't give a shit if the Olympics think it's okay. Great. All right.
I feel
next.
Like we shouldn't take the bait this week.
Don't do it.
I just want to have a jovial time.
I'm not going to do it.
Campbell,
although she
you
no
little rascal.
Nice
you
job, Campbell.
Sneaky dog. But I do want to ask Kirk. Or anybody who discovered the podcast later, write into us and let us know how you heard of us. Because I'm always curious to know, like, how people find us. And then after they listen to the first episode, like, what makes you compelled to keep listening?
Yeah, why listen to this? I'm confused. Also, I love the story about the two coworkers who didn't know they listened to the same
that
podcast.
That was fantastic.
That's really
like,
cool.
I want to hear those stories, like how you found us. And especially if you're not connected to Jim in any way.
And why you decided to keep listening?
Because that's what's most interesting to me is not the people, like, I mean, of course, we love all our listeners that came from Jim's fan base, but I'm more curious to know about people who are like, I don't know who these three fucking guys are, but I'm going to listen.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I want to hear it. So please let us know. Next.
Next.
Hold on. I'm still thinking about something.
Oh.
So wait, there's a trans woman.
Oh, no. God.
I'm kidding. I'm not
just staring off at a wall. Like, nope.
I think you know my answer. Anyway, here's
go back to episode 58 where we discuss it. Probably.
She's the asshole.
Let's see. Here's Jonathan O'Dungalini. I don't know. O'Dungaling. Kelly, Jack, and Tommy, I'm about to turn 40 on July 30th. Tommy, any advice on getting older? Dick.
Woo, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's not his birthday yet. It will be.
Jack and I will be in Vegas.
Woo!
We will put $1 on black for
you. That's
July
30th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
We leave on Friday morning.
What's the advice getting older, man? No, it's actually 40's cool. 40's fine.
Yeah.
John Mayer's 40.
For a guy?
He's doing great.
Is this a guy? Yeah, it's Jonathan. Yeah, 40's no big deal, dude. What are you worried about?
Everybody's 40.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Everybody's 40, they should be. If at least by 40, you're either like, this is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah, I'm 35. I basically consider myself to be 40 at this point. Like, nothing's going to change. I mean, maybe things will change in my life in 5 years, but I don't think there's any age right now that I'm going to be about turning.
It's a lot about where people live and their surroundings and stuff, where people make them feel like they should be a certain place at a certain time. But here where we live, I know it's like 40 is really 20. It doesn't matter.
You mean this has got to be the most critical place of how old you are and where
in
you're
LA?
At in your career. Yeah.
Really?
I would assume there's way less pressure in any other.
Well,
like,
no, but the other
major
the
cities
other
are
going to
have the most pressure.
The other stuff like marriage and family and kids.
Oh,
and stuff
yeah,
like
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Like,
relationships are not the priority in LA. No. But in terms of like career and people seem to think that you need to have shit figured out before you're 40. But everybody that we look up to that makes our favorite shows and stuff like that, most of them didn't have the success until after 40.
Yeah, and actually 40 is like a good place to start. I'm already 3 years too late.
Yeah, it feels like
so you're screwed.
It feels like 20 through 40 is like extended college, but the college of life where you're like, okay, here's where I really start to figure shit out. And then 40, you go, all right, I've got an idea of what I want to do, where I want to be, all this shit, and you're mature enough, you're past the party stuff.
Right, your dreams change a little bit, so you get more realistic about what's capable. And also, things that you thought would be really awesome and cool that you wanted to do, I'll give me for example, like, I have no desire to give a shit about, like, winning awards, being on Emmys, Oscars, going to red carpets, events. Like, I don't give a fuck about any of that shit anymore. Being on a cool show that everyone knows. Like, I don't care if give a fuck if it's on PBS or it airs like at midnight every day. I want to work with cool people, get paid, you know, very get paid well, work with people I want to be with and be proud and enjoy what I'm doing and be proud of the work that I'm doing. You know, I don't want to give my soul away for a successful reality show, you know, for example.
Right. I mean, the only reason I would want to, like, you know, necessarily work on a successful show is because if I want to make the money I want to make, it would need to be something that was good. But
not necessarily true.
All
I mean,
right,
you need something that could last
Tommy.
A while.
I need you to get me a job. Get working.
Figure it out, Tommy.
I'll
figure it out. But yes, 40's good, man. Keep going. Keep doing your thing. Jared Callamore is here.
Well, it's been a minute, and I've all got a story for you guys. Last weekend was at a good mate's Bucks party. Started off with, you know, a couple beers at the hotel. Started to get it cranking. We had someone rock up, and yeah.
Sorry, and then he wrote, sorry, phone died. Dick!
Very good.
Good job.
Very good.
Well done. Guys, no more of that shit. Doesn't make good radio.
Yeah, it does not make good radio.
Yeah, not at our end.
But he was the first person to do it, so he goes in the Hall of Fame.
I like that John hung up on us. That was a good one.
That was funny. Yeah, he got you good, Tommy.
Okay, here's Angelhaus E. McCloudy. Okay, Tommy, you're barely literate, gobble, 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 gobbling, gibbon, arst, god shit.
Yeah,
let's talk
good.
Tongue twisters. Can you say any, remember any favorites? Try this one a few times, and please, God, may you butcher it as badly as you butchered my name. Peace, AJ. I'm not a pheasant fucker, but a pheasant fucker's son. And I'll sit here fucking pheasants till the pheasant's fucking done. Pheasant's fucking done.
I think you said it right.
Yeah, but I'm
not a pheasant fucker, but a pheasant fucker's son. And I'll sit
here
fucking
Alan
pheasants.
There's no Alan Pleasant or Flucker.
I'm not a pheasant
fucker. Well, he's a pheasant
I'm
fucker.
Not a pheasant pucker. I'm not a pleasant pucker, and I'm pleasant pucker's son.
Pheasant.
And I'll sit here fucking peasants till the pheasant's fucking
pheasant.
Done.
Are you saying
pheasants?
Peasant?
Pheasants. I can't do it that well. It's hard to do. That's why he fucking gave it to me. I'm not a pheasant fucker, but a pheasant fucker's son. And I'll sit here fucking pheasants till the fucking pheasants are fucking done.
That was close.
Fucking pheasant fucker.
Why don't you guys try it?
Cousin fucker.
Want to try
Where's cousin fucker?
Yeah, how's cousin fucker
He stopped
doing?
Listening, huh?
No, he's
he never
just
listened,
fucking his cousin.
Did he?
I don't know if he listened or not. He's a busy guy. Actually, he's doing a fish tour right now, so he's all over the country. And he's got a big job. Here's Lindsay McCullough. We haven't heard from Lindsay in a while. Hello, Unsolicited.
Hi.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
You're all the absolute best. Have you ever just completely messed up on a word?
Yes.
Yes.
You just heard it.
When I was in high school.
Flucker.
When I was in high school, I was in debate class, and my topic to debate was euthanasian.
Euthanasia?
Euthanasia.
Yeah, euthanasia.
Was that how you pronounced it?
Euthanasian.
Euthanasia. Yeah, euthanasia.
Euthanasia.
I thought it was euthanasia. I did a lot of research on euthanasia to discover that I totally missed the mark. Also, until recently, I always thought that it was breaststroke and swimming, and I didn't believe my teenage son on the swim team when he told me that it was breaststroke.
Oh, wow. Your son.
Has it ever happened to you, or am I just a dumbass? Okay, thanks. Bye. There's a couple words.
Yeah,
that I think,
tons.
There's probably still in songs that I thought.
Yeah, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I do that all the time. But something that I do.
Duty.
I make sure that when I'm texting and I use like a big word, I'll always Google. Even if I know the definition and I'm very confident in it, I always Google the definition because I just don't want to use words wrong. But I've definitely used them wrong in spoken word a lot.
Ooh, you're a poet?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Wait.
I'm trying to think if I have any. Well, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of words.
I was trying to remember if I rhymed at all. Nope.
No, I definitely have. Part of having bad hearing means you think words are like one word instead of two. Like breaststroke, I can see how people can get that one messed up.
Breaststroke or breath?
Breaststroke versus breaststroke? Stroke?
Stoke?
I'm having a stroke.
I think you know Tommy's answer.
Tommy just had a breaststroke.
All of them.
Every day. All right. Josephine. Hey, Unsolicited Cast. What's the most frustrating thing you have had or had encountered in the dating world? And what was the worst date you've ever been on? I feel like we've done this a lot, but anyone have any new ones?
No, I haven't been on a date in a
you
while.
You haven't been on a date in a while. That's right. You haven't heard any dating stories from you.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything from
there's
you.
I have no interest in dating during a pandemic. Like, I think we've talked about this before. Like,
is it still a pandemic?
It's not thrilling.
Yeah, I just, until we're like in the clear and
didn't
I don't
you hear
have to
COVID's
wear a mask
over?
Somewhere.
COVID's
and
over, Kelly.
Is it?
This fourth wave is fake.
Is
no,
it?
this it's actually like a lot of our audience is Australian, and I think they're getting hit with it now.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still locked down, but they just were. There's a lot of shitty things. I know Josephine's kind of going through it right now with dating, but like there's a lot of shitty things about it. But I think what I was telling her the other day is, okay, so A, when you go into a first date, it is not about whether they're gonna like you. Your first job is to figure out if you like them and not like their potential or any of that shit. What qualities do they have that you're looking for? And then decide if you like them. Until you figure out if you like them, what they think about you is none of your business. Don't concern yourself with it because it doesn't fucking matter if they don't like you if you also don't like them. So don't worry about that. And then the rest of it is if somebody shows you their shitty true colors and they ghost you or they do something like that, just be thankful that you didn't spend time with them. That's obviously not the person you want to end up with. And
got out early.
and you got out early. Yeah. And people are shitty and selfish and all that stuff. It's not a reflection of you. It's a I find myself sometimes, like, every once in a while, I'll, like, go on Bumble, and I just want to, like, swipe through and, like, window shop. But then if I get a match, I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to message. Like, I'm not in a place to date. And so I do stupid shit like that. I'm sure there are plenty of people who think that they're ready and then back out at the last second. Everybody's got anxiety these days. So try not to internalize or take personally the way that people go about dating, because that'll drive you fucking insane.
Yeah, that's good advice. I was going to offer something, but it's not as good, so I'm not going to
do it.
You do it.
Do it.
No, I was going to say,
this is second tier advice from Tom.
I think this is, yeah, this, I'm thinking about my dating age. It's like, well, I think she mentioned something on our Facebook page, which, by the way, is the Unsolicited Podcast group. It's a great group of people who get together and talk about things. But she mentioned that how shocked she was that guys will say anything just to try and get laid. I wish you, that's, knowing that is half of the battle. So if you realize that going in, then you're not shocked by anything or surprised. But I hate that you have to kind of go in, kind of, and maybe I'm not a woman and I haven't dated on these apps for the most part. But you don't want to go too gun shy. You got to trust a little bit, or at least have a little belief that not every guy is a fucking scumbag.
I mean, I think the big issue, and I'm very guilty of this, and I've gotten much better at it, is that as a woman, we want to be liked. We want the person to think we're attractive. We want them to think that we have a great personality. And so much of our focus is on trying to make the other person like us. And instead of looking at the red flags or these things that are deal breakers to you in the beginning, you're so focused on making yourself presentable that you let all this shit slide for a long time. And then now you've wasted time with this fucking person who never lived up to your standards in the first place. Like, when you're wearing rose-colored glasses, all red flags just look like flags.
Yeah,
so take off the rose-colored glasses in the beginning and make the person earn your trust. Make them earn the right to be around you. And when you're with the right person, the effort will be there on both sides. If you're making way more effort than a person, then just fucking cut them loose. Especially in the beginning. You don't need to fucking deal with any of that shit.
Yeah,
if it's not easy in the beginning, get out.
If you're spending most of your time worrying about, am I doing all right? Am I okay? Am I presenting myself all right? And you're not even paying attention to anything that you should be, and you're missing, like you said, all the shitty red flags.
I've missed so many red flags in my day, giving people the benefit of the doubt. And what you need to be looking for is fucking patterns of actions, not words. So fuck what anybody says. Watch what they do, and that will tell you who they are.
My friend sent me a funny Hard Times article, Hard Times is like sort of music themed The Onion.
About boners.
And the the headline is, first date red flags disregarded because of mutual favorite band, desperation.
Yep, exactly.
I was like, that's like all of my dates.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you like the Grateful Dead? No way.
Yeah.
Oh, you're boring.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck. It's just like you cling on to this one thing, because somebody could be really nice or really attractive or something like that, and so it's very easy to get into that mindset of like, oh my god, the potential of this person, like blah blah blah, and then you start building this like fake reality.
Yep.
And you're not paying attention to what's actually happening in real life. So
yep,
don't fucking get tangled up in the minutia of dating sucks. Like,
don't get tangled up in blue, Bob Dylan.
Exactly. Don't do that.
Wraith Pearson wanted to say, hey, Zach, glad to see you're out of the hospital and that poison ivy's better.
It's not. How are things going? It's permanent.
He's a fucking
horrible. Forrest. Hello, you're on the podcast.
Yeah, well, that's not good.
Why?
Because I was calling to talk to you about something. I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast.
Okay, fine. I was going to just text you. I'll call you later, but I thought you might have something quippy to tell us.
Now, what podcast?
The Unsolicited, the one that you keep saying you'll do, but you don't.
Oh, I didn't know you guys did a podcast.
You asshole.
Fuck off.
What an asshole.
All right, I'll call you when we're done.
How long have you guys been doing that?
Shut up. I hate you. Call you later.
That's cool.
Okay, bye. Fuck off. Bye.
You're a dick.
He's such an asshole.
No, should we just stop now? No.
Forrest also, he was talking about something on the podcast the other day about like I can't remember what it was. It's like, or maybe it wasn't the podcast. Maybe it was at Jim's party, but something about women talking so much. And I just whispered to Scott, I go, Forrest calls me like 8 times a day. Like, it's always him that wants to talk. So he can't complain.
Yeah, we were all together this weekend and didn't acknowledge each other. Or we did, but it was not like exciting.
We did. Well, Jack was working the whole time.
Jack was doing COVID tests, which is awesome.
Yeah, that had to suck.
It was all right.
It wasn't bad. He got that. We just hang out with everybody.
I met every single person there.
That's true.
You
got to COVID test Leno.
Yeah, COVID test Leno.
And Vanderpump.
Yep. I know. When I came in, I had to get COVID tests and sit across the street from Lisa Vanderpump. Just be like forced to talk to her because we were both testing.
They kept going, how much longer? I'm like, 5 minutes. I'm sorry.
Like, she's guys, like, time is still time for rich people, too.
She's like, the fucking company here sucks. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, thanks. Like, fuck you, too.
Who's this asshole?
And then Leno, I felt bad for Leno. He was like roaming around in his jean shirt and jean pants, and like, no, everyone was kind of afraid to talk to him. Like, he's,
yeah, it must be weird to be like an Uber celebrity, because
I would have talked to him.
Like, he was just walking around eating sandwiches, and the one thing he said to me was like, oh, these sweaters are good, huh? And I was like, yeah, they are. And I walked away from him, you know, because I was like,
gotta go, bye.
Gotta go, bye, EJ. Well, I'll see you later.
His wife was there.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see her.
Tested negative.
Guys, big news. Jay Leno didn't have COVID last weekend.
Here's a question. Did anyone test positive at this party?
Nope.
Great.
All right, that's great.
We were all worried about it.
I was worried. I said, Jack, if I'm test positive, can you like pull me aside and have a conversation and don't be like, positive, this guy's fucking positive.
That would be amazing.
That would make me feel like
I don't think there'd be any other reaction I have but, oh, I gotta get out of here.
We were joking around about how Jack would do like the walk of shame on the way out, like just Lysoling somebody. Like, they bring in the hazmat teams and
I know.
2319
in Monsters Inc. Yeah, you've still got a sock on your back.
There's a new Monsters Inc. out, you know that, right?
Is there?
The TV show? Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, series. Is it good?
It's okay.
No.
Damn it.
Not as good as the movies, that's for sure.
Rough. And the animation looks horrible.
Really?
Yeah, they rushed it for TV. They don't have the budget. Here's Trav Mack.
Feels like they could just take scenes from the movies and make it pretty easy.
They had old characters look worse now than they did in the movie in 2003.
I feel like in digital animation, like all of the stuff's already in the computer. Just take that.
I know. The writing's not good. It doesn't look. They really botched it. It makes me sad because that's my favorite Pixar thing.
I know. We already talked about this. We had a whole episode about it.
Wait, did you guys like Monsters University?
I love Monsters University.
Holly, what you doing after this, man?
All right, here's Trav Mack.
Okay, I was going to ask you.
G'day, Unsolicited. This is Travis from Melbourne, Australia. Just checking in on my birthday.
Happy birthday!
I just thought I'd see how you guys are going and if you've heard much about what's going on over here in Australia. The current situation is we currently have 12 of the approximate 25-ish million people locked down due to spread of the coronavirus, Delta variant. So
what is that?
The government over here has completely ballsed up the vaccination because we actually had really low rates of the coronavirus. So people were just going about the normal business. And the government thought that because of that we didn't need to rush the Pfizer inoculation. So unfortunately, the Delta variant came over and didn't have enough injections for everyone. So they thought, fuck it, let's just lock everyone in indoors.
Yeah, I think he got cut off. He didn't have anything else. But, yeah, I imagine that I know 5 people this week that I know who are inoculated or have the shots that got COVID. So,
yep.
But they're fine. I mean, they're just like, I got a headache and I'm tired.
Yeah,
and then that's basically
what the vaccine
was made to do. We're gonna probably all get it at some point, and I'm gonna have a bad headache for a few days and a cold, but I'm not gonna fucking die or end up in the hospital.
That Grateful Dead cover band show that I went to, that's where my friend Joe got it, and I wore a mask the whole time, and Kylie wore a mask the whole time, so we're fine. But the band had to send out a statement going, "Hey, the entire band just tested positive for COVID."
Wow.
Everyone, please go get tested. The venue sent an email a day later. Like, it's a tiny room. So, mm-hmm. like, anyone who was wearing a mask probably is fucking sick. That's probably like 100 or so people who are fucking sick now.
I know. I was going to fly out to Arkansas to go see Fish tomorrow for the opening show of their tour.
Their hospitals are completely at capacity.
I know, but I'm like, why the fuck would I go to Arkansas?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you're not going
to
Arkansas.
It's like, I saw a number of posts today from, I believe it was Arkansas and maybe Alabama or something like that, but
one of the A ones.
It was, well, there were two separate states that were saying this, but
two A states,
like, you know, the low vaccinated states, but both of them have like ERs
and
that are completely
education.
Full.
Sick.
And they can't, you know, obviously this is in the ICU in the ER, so anybody who comes in from a car accident or a heart attack or anything that's not COVID related gets turned away. It's like, why don't people think that this is a big fucking deal?
Yeah, and they didn't get vaccinated, and so that's why their hospitals are full. And at some point in this country, and I think around the world, people are just start saying, go fuck yourself.
I
think I'm already
listen,
there.
I know that this sounds heartless, but I do feel like if you voluntarily didn't take the vaccine, then you shouldn't be allowed to take up a hospital bed.
No, that makes sense.
Like, you should waive the right to have, you know, if you don't believe in fucking medicine and science enough to get the vaccine, why the fuck do you need the hospital?
Walk it
off.
Go
drink some water and get some sunlight.
Go get some sunlight, get some water, shun your asshole and say a couple Hail Marys.
Why the fuck do you still get to use all of the benefits of all these people who are following the medicine and the science, and and the fact that they're going and these stories from these hospitals are awful because these nurses are getting treated like shit because everybody in the ICU at this point are like COVID deniers that didn't want to get the vaccine and all that stuff. So they're still fucking talking about how it's a hoax when they're getting intubated. It's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Right.
Ugh. Yeah. The nurses and the doctors. I mean,
we should start banging pots and
pans. We should definitely, like, every night at 7 or something like that, we should all go outside and bang on some pots and pans to just show them our appreciation.
At the end of people's shifts. When people are trying to sleep.
But I like that idea. I like that idea. I would be like, sir, I'm dying. I think I have COVID. All right, well, let me see your vaccination card. I didn't get vaccinated. Yeah. Okay, well then I'm gonna dump you in the fucking yard.
Yeah,
and you just sit in the back.
You
like,
can go
like,
over there, sir. Yeah, that's
no.
Cemetery. I know.
Yeah.
No. We just get an open field like they used to do back in the day, and just fucking hope that you can get through it, like leprosy.
You don't get to say that you're like, and it's all these like pro-life people, and you don't get to say that if you're willing to walk around unmasked and unvaccinated when there's still a large portion of the population that can't get vaccinations yet, which are kids. So you're like, save the kids from sex trafficking and abortion and all this shit. But I can do this really easy thing that would save a lot of kids' lives.
You can go to fucking CVS now and get a shot.
I know. It's just, it's so maddening how fucking
I just
want
to go. I was thinking about going to get another shot, like from one of the good ones.
It's like wearing two condoms. You can't double bag it.
No, I feel like double bagging it because I got the Johnson & Johnson, which is like a broken bag. Right,
yeah, the Johnson & Johnson
I know,
broke
like
your condom.
Three people I know who got COVID again had Johnson & Johnson, so I'm starting to think, oh, this was a fucking bullshit one.
No, Joe had Moderna.
All right, yep. Good. Makes me feel
DJ
better.
DJ just got his Johnson & Johnson vaccination today.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Because he's traveling overseas to film or something like that.
Yeah,
so
you gotta get that shit.
Yeah.
Fortunately,
Matt Peard said. Hey, good. Hey, I'm doing good, guys. I'm still here, still listening.
Good.
Just been crook.
Crook?
What's that mean?
He's been a crook.
He's been robbed?
Here's the beef.
I smell like beef.
Hello, unsolicited podcast family.
Oh, you messed up.
Degenerate fucks. It's the beef. Right. First thing, if any of the Australian listeners to this podcast are people who went to the anti-lockdown protest on Saturday, go and fucking neck yourself, you pieces of shit.
Go neck yourself.
Honestly,
go neck yourself.
Grow the fuck up.
Grow
no
up.
One likes lockdowns. Everyone fucking hates them.
That's right.
But your fuckheads are going to mean that the rest of the country stays in lockdown for longer because you're a fucking idiot.
That's right.
Sorry.
Yep. Go neck yourself.
Amen.
Go neck yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. I did read a little bit of that online, I guess, or saw it.
Hey, Siri, what does go neck yourself mean?
It means go kill yourself, Jack.
Neck yourself. Australians
so I guess they have.
Go hang
I
yourself.
Guess
yeah.
Sydney. Sydney had a bunch of anti. What are they just
say
trying
to. Neck yourself.
They don't
want to
wear masks. I'm sure Sydney's a lot like this. Sydney. I think Australia's a lot like Florida.
Mm,
in a lot of ways, rough. Like Florida man, Australia man.
Yeah.
But for us. So it's like, I imagine that there's a lot of people who are like anti-vaxxers, don't trust the government, you know.
There's plenty of that in California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, go neck yourself.
Go neck yourself. Oh, yeah, my friend just got necked last week. This is Alex. Yikes.
I'm traveling in Germany right now, drinking lots of beer, so that's good fun. And I do have a very good question for you.
Ooh, better be good. Oh, he hung up, didn't he?
Bye.
I don't know. Maybe we missed a question. Or no. Alexander's
probably. He said bye, though.
Yeah, he said bye.
That's really confusing. All right, next.
Wait. What's the question?
Owie's back. Owie Keedy. I've been so insanely busy with work that I'm not caught up on all the episodes, so I feel awkward leaving
a
message.
It's going to be a common theme.
When I'm not caught up, so I'll try and get through everything this weekend because I have, and am I the asshole? Well, ultimately, I am the asshole. But I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about the situation. Oh my God, it has to do with using pronouns, and right now, as I am catching up, you guys are discussing trans people in movies. Oh, how does this podcast always know what the topics will be? Ha ha ha. So I guess you didn't ask.
Because we have Zuckerberg in your phones and he tells us what you guys are looking up. And then we get in our time machine and we go back weeks and then we talk about that on the podcast and then it appears in your phone.
Yeah.
It's a lot more complicated than you think.
So actually,
that's a dumbed down. That's a really dumbed down.
You forgot the whole Bill Gates.
You forgot the whole Bill Gates chipping everyone with the vaccine.
I thought that was a given. We discussed that on episode 42.
And 43, 44, 45.
Yeah, we're getting back.
Let's see. Jaywin's here.
What's up, you old degenerate fucks? I figured I might as well leave a message since I haven't left one in a while. My wife, she's still pregnant. With our third reason to put a bullet in my head. Sorry, not sorry. I don't know how many weeks she is still. But I do know that her due date is on... Anyways, a really good thing happened to me today. I was driving my car, and then all of a sudden, this one dude pulls up next to me. He opens the window, and as he's
too much build up.
And then he says, sorry, no signal. Bastards!
That one was obvious. But were you moving boxes or something?
Yeah, I think he was packing.
He was like pacing through the house. He's like, I'm about to hang.
He was at work, and he was supposed to be doing his job. But I imagine... He's like walks around with headphones on all day and just listens to podcasts. And then when he's not doing that, he sits in the cafeteria and just makes memes.
Oh yeah, I wondered if he does those at work or
yeah, he
at
does.
Home.
He's always working. In fact, if you ever talk, if anyone ever texts Jaywin or messages Jaywin like on Facebook or anything, he responds within 30 seconds. And sometimes it's like 3 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast or 4 o'clock in the morning here, and I'm like, doesn't this fucking kid ever sleep, or has he just got like. Automatically.
Why are you messaging
He's
him
got
at 10 3 o'clock
kids
in the
to
morning?
Take care of.
Well, no, I'm
sleeping.
Not saying if it's like 10 o'clock East Coast time, it's like one. I don't know what time it is in Wisconsin or vice versa, or here early in the morning, like if I'm still up and I see something, because he'll send me a message and I'll respond to it, but he'll respond right back.
Tommy, we're about to go to Vegas. If we call you at like 5 a.m. again,
will you wake up reading
are you guys doing? Are you guys doing shrooms?
Probably.
Who knows, man?
I don't know. I would like
microdosing?
To do shrooms.
I think I'm thinking interested in microdosing.
Not, we wouldn't be microdosing, but we wouldn't be like doing a fucking.
Or just drink a lot.
Yeah, we might just drink a lot. I'm going to bring my virtual reality headset in case we do shrooms.
Or in case we drink a lot.
Or in case we drink. We're going to drink a lot.
Okay.
So wait,
so
what's the occasion? Just your birthdays or what?
Gym shows.
Just performing.
Oh, that's right. Are you performing?
Nope. I just get to go.
Is it as far as performing?
Yes.
Yep. And Lisa Curry.
Oh, they're both his opening act?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh,
yeah. That's cool.
That's gonna be
was
so
Lisa
scary.
Addition new addition to that?
Yeah.
What about JJ? Is that on the outs?
No, he's just not doing.
He's just not doing this gig.
Vegas shows. It's still. It's like his rotation is Forrest, Lisa, JJ, Amos,
Justin Martindale.
Justin Martindale,
Tommy,
and Tommy Caprio.
No,
right?
Oh, Tommy. Whatever. I'm
Tommy
Caprio.
Campbell.
Tommy
but
Campbell.
But he's Canada.
Oh, that's Canada.
I'm Tommy Caprio.
I know. I thought you just kept saying Tommy because you were trying to say you were.
Oh, yeah. I could do that. That'd be fucking easy.
Tommy just goes out there and goes, it's up for white
think,
guys
I think
now,
opening acts are a fucking joke anyway. So anyway.
What?
Take that, Lisa and Forrest.
Yeah.
No, they're
quit fucking with the Velcro strips. They're there
fine.
For a reason.
They're fine. They're fine opening acts. I can't believe we got new weed and everything, and everyone's good. I think we're done.
Yeah, let's be done.
I got more messages and stuff, but we're going to save you. If you haven't left a message, leave one. Follow Zach Jacket on Facebook. His name is Zach Jacket. He's our assistant. He's ugly. He's a fucking loser. And he's got poison ivy on his dick. A
lot of poison ivy scars.
Don't say he's ugly.
Well, he's ugly now.
He's got an ugly inside.
No, the poison ivy scars are really bad.
Yeah, that's true. Right. The picture on his profile, he does not look like that anymore.
No.
It is atrocious.
Awesome. Imagine right. That plus 40 pounds in poison ivy scars.
Imagine you ever thrown up right when you saw someone?
Yep.
Then you will.
Zach.
So every Zach, time you have to follow time. Zach Jacket, and you have to send messages to him there. He loves the voice messages, or you can write to him in the DM, and then we'll get it here. Also, like I said, theunsolicitedpod@gmail.com if you want to leave messages there. Follow us on @theunsolicited3 on Instagram and Instagram and what's the other thing? Twitter.
Take 1 week off and we
forget
social media.
Don't
use
any
of Twitter.
That
don't
shit.
Fucking worry about it.
Yeah, we don't need
just Spotify.
Oh no, what was that?
Are you doing a eulogy?
Right back, I should. Anyway, this episode was definitely
good.
Was decent, and it was who was it? What's the word I'm looking for? It was dedicated
to Brogan.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully he found some peace wherever he is, and his family does as well. Where can we find you, Jack?
JackHackett.com.
Kelly?
@KellyBuckhart. Tommy?
@WalkingWithTommy on Instagram.
How is it breaking up when we're not even over the Wi-Fi?
Guys, it's great to be in the same room. Okay, bye!